top 100 sci-fi movies countdown, numbers 70 through 61. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. We are back.
Back, everybody.
Countdown some movies.
Well, Ben, how do you think this countdown's going so far?
I think it's been good. I mean, obviously, there's been a few picks I have disagreed with. Some that are obscure. Some that have maybe had are overly high, but I think that so far, in terms of quality, this has been a high-quality list.
I'd agree. I think we have a good collection here, and I do love that this is a total listener-voted list. I mean, you and I also voted, but we're listeners, technically speaking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks a lot for everybody that took the time to vote. Let's get to it. Number 70.
Number 70 is The Road Warrior by George Miller, 1981. This was the second Mad Max movie.
Wait a second. Isn't George Miller the guy that did the newest one?
Yeah.
I didn't know he's been involved that long.
Yeah.
So which ones has he done?
All of them.
George Miller has done every Mad Max movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you want a little spoiler? I haven't seen any Mad Max movies.
Seen half the first one.
Interesting. Wow, you just taught me something. Yeah. I had no idea.
I feel like I didn't like the first one, and a lot of people say the first one's not that great. So I feel like I need to kind of just power through that, because I hear so many good things, not only about the new one, mm-hmm. but about Road Warrior and Beyond Thunderdome, or whatever the third one's called. So I don't
sometimes,
know.
Sometimes it's fun to watch them with people if they're not very good.
That's true. So we watch them together.
So if you're interested,
yeah.
Do you have them?
No.
How would we watch them? Just rent them?
Know, yeah. Netflix, Amazon.
All right, let's do it.
Like, here's my philosophy with movies on Amazon. Even if they don't have them to rent, you can usually buy it for like $9 or something, which you compare that to the price of a movie ticket, mm-hmm. to go see it, it's nothing. So I have very few qualms about just buying a movie to, even if it's $10 on Amazon.
Perfect. We're watching it at your house.
Okay.
Number 69.
Well, here, I have to tell you something about 69 and 68 before I reveal either of them. Remember I told you that you and I had a tie at one point?
Oh, yep.
69 and 68 are two of our runners-up, respectively. And I did completely fair, no bias in here. I've told you about my tie-breaking procedure.
Well, remind me, because I actually don't remember.
So the tie-breaking procedure was that there's two levels. The first level was the number of votes that each movie got. We stayed tied throughout that.
Okay,
so these got the same number of votes.
So what's the second level?
The second level was just random. Like, I assigned each movie in the tie-breaker a number, then went to a randomizer, and the first one to have their number come up five times was the winner. That one got the higher rank.
Okay.
So
you won this tiebreaker, right?
I did.
Okay. Yeah. So 69 is my movie.
69 is your runner-up. It's your runner-up.
Wait. Give me a hint. What does it start with? What
I.
letter? Okay, I've got it. No, Alec, can I say it?
Yeah.
Number 69 is Independence Day.
You got it. And it was your runner-up. Oh, and also, so I added this into my notes because you, at a listener's suggestion, we have this contest going on. No good plugging it now because it's over, but where people could guess what the final 10 was going to be.
Yeah.
And you entered in. Now, if there's a tie, we were going to have people also guess 11 through 20 as a tiebreaker. So you went ahead and did 1 through 20.
I did.
You guessed that Independence Day was going to be number the 20th 20. Movie overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not.
You're off by 49 places.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to make a note of that here. Wow. Okay.
Not as popular as you were expecting.
I thought a lot of people would vote for Independence Day, this classic starring...
I did not vote for it, but I'm also surprised that it's as low as it is.
You know, Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum just blew it out of the park.
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum'd it out of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a good way.
That's right.
I liked it. I saw this in the theater. I've seen it probably two or three times since then. My wife.
Oh, I've seen it way more than two or three. I haven't seen it for years, but I've watched this movie religiously as a kid.
My wife has recently showed some interest in checking it out because she's never seen it.
Yeah.
So
I don't think she's going to have quite the affection for it you do.
Right. So, that's a good way to put it. I have affection for this movie, although I don't think it's an amazing movie, which is why I made it one of my personal runners-up. I like it enough to throw it on the runners-up list, but I didn't think it deserved to be on the top 10. So But I was more thinking when I put it as number 20, there's a lot of people that like this movie.
Right.
I bet
Which
you.
Is what you have to be thinking to guess 1 through 20.
And so yeah. That's why I made it the 20th, because I was like... Maybe. I'll throw it out there.
And
so,
you did a good job with your guesses. I'll reveal them as we go, but you did well.
Okay, good.
But not on this one.
All right.
I think this one is by far, well, obviously it's the one where you were furthest off.
All right. I'm gonna keep track along the way of what the actual number was. So because I have in front of me a spreadsheet that has my personal top 26, my runners-up right below that, and then I have my guess top 20 on the other side of the spreadsheet. And now I'm going to have a list that says what number they actually were.
Okay.
Should have been doing that all along for that mine. We'll talk about it off air.
Yeah.
So, right. Let's hear what yours was. What was number 68?
My 68 is a movie I absolutely love. Monty Python and the Holy Grail by Terry Gilliam. This is such a funny movie.
I've seen this movie tons of times, but not since all prior to the year 2000.
Oh, wow. You got to watch it again. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I had a group of friends that was really into Monty Python, so I've seen a lot of those movies and numerous times.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I personally ever got into them the way my friend group was in high school. And again, I haven't seen one Monty Python movie since I graduated high school in the year 2000.
Oh, it's classic.
What year did you graduate high school?
2003 or 4. One of the two.
What? How do you not know?
I was homeschooled.
So you don't know what? So homeschoolers don't know what.
Well,
year
I was
they
also doing PSEO, which is where you're going to college,
right?
So I started going to college when I was 16.
But when would you? What would have been your senior year if you were not homeschooled?
I'm trying to think.
Probably 2003.
2003 or 2000? I think it's 2004.
Okay,
but I'm not sure.
2004 was my college graduation year. But we're not 4 years apart, are we? Didn't you? Did you? What?
Well,
you're turning 30 this year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're not 4 years apart, but you would have started school a year earlier. Like, if we had been born in the same year, you would have been a year ahead of me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because I'm in October and you're
Turning 30
May.
In October, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Are you excited about turning 30?
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously, how do you feel? Because some people feel weird and some people don't feel anything.
I think I'm excited. I think that for me, it's good to... There's some benefits, especially when you're kind of a self-employed guy, being a little older. It's harder to get respect when you're in your 20s out in the professional context. Not to say that that's like been a huge challenge, but it'll be good to have that big old 3 in front of my name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are pre-recording this in August. So if you're listening and you're like, oh, I forgot to wish Ben happy birthday in October, just send him an email right now.
Yeah, you don't
Ben,
have to.
Yeah, do it. Ben@thescifichristian.com.
Right.
It's his 30th, people. Let's show this guy a little respect. All right, so that was 68.
Yes.
Any other comments you want to make about it, or should we move on to 67?
Star Trek First Contact. This is one of the better ones.
Yeah, I'm a fan of this.
Written by Ronald D. Moore of Battlestar Galactica fame.
I'd probably say this is, other than the J.J. Abrams ones, like if we're going to rank them, I'd probably put those as my 1 and 2, and I bet this is 3.
I haven't seen it for so long, but I might... I remember liking this one. I remember liking Wrath of Khan.
I think Wrath would be 4 for me.
Yeah, probably. I'll go downhill pretty far after that.
Yeah, 66.
This one's surprising. I did like this movie, but I thought I was about the only one who did like it. Apparently not, because Knowing by Alex Proyas from 2009 is your 66th pick.
The one with Nicolas Cage?
The one with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, man. This is a movie that somebody told me, don't even bother watching. It was another one I purchased from Blockbuster, only this time I had the case. And I've since sold it at a used bookstore.
Oh, man.
So I've never watched it,
case
actually.
And everything. Huh?
Case and all.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're saying I should watch this one?
I remember liking it.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage is not great in this movie, but this movie goes in some very interesting directions. It's by the director of Dark City.
All right.
I think that the last third of this movie especially is pretty compelling.
I want to ask you a question about it at the end. Remind me. I'm just going to make a note, come back to this. I want to ask you a spoiler-filled question, but we'll come back. Number 65.
Number 65 is a movie from 1979 called Stalker by Andrei Tarkovsky. And it is about, because I'm guessing neither of us have heard of this, so according to IMDb, near a gray and unnamed city is The Zone, an alien place guarded by barbed wire and soldiers. Over his wife's objections, a man rises in the early morning and leaves her with their disabled daughter to meet two men. He's a stalker, one of a handful who have the mental gifts and who risk imprisonment to lead people into the zone, to the room, a place where one's secret hopes come true. His clients are a burned-out, popular writer, cynical and questioning his talent, and a quiet scientist more concerned about his knapsack than the journey. In the deserted zone, the approach to the room must be indirect. As they draw near, the rules seem to change, and the stalker faces a crisis. That actually sounds fairly interesting.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before, so...
Yeah.
All right. Number 64.
Number 64, Interview with the Vampire, starring Tom Cruise.
And Brad Pitt, right?
Or yes, I think you're correct. Based on the Anne Rice novel.
Yes, never seen this one, but it was very popular in the 90s.
Yeah, especially in 1994. I think Kirsten Dunst is in it, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd really watch this. Would you be interested?
Maybe.
I'm a Tom Cruise fan, so
you
maybe.
Are. Yeah.
All right, number 63.
Edward Scissorhands by Tim Burton, one of his better movies.
Hate to disagree, Ben.
You don't like Edward Scissorhands?
I don't really like it. I haven't seen it, though, in over 10 years. But
I think this is a pretty solid movie.
Maybe I should see it again, but Tim Burton's not my favorite.
I agree with you. But this is a solid movie.
All right, maybe I'll rewatch it. Number 62.
One of the more recent movies on our list, Ex Machina, just came out earlier this year. This is on my list of things to see before episode 450.
You know, this movie is just, I mean, under 6 months old. So this is pretty high for that recent of a movie.
Yeah, people seem to enjoy it.
All right, well,
I've heard nothing but good stuff about it.
After you see it, let me know if you recommend.
I will.
All right, number, and finally, 51.
61.
No, 61.
City of Ember by Gil Keenan. This is some kind of a young adult dystopian movie from 2008 before those really started taking off, but it got the vote, so here it is. When mankind is about to come to an end, a group of scientists decide to create and populate a city deep underground. The City of Ember is to last for 200 years, after which its inhabitants are to retrieve from a strongbox instructions to return to the surface. Over time, however, the message is lost. How do you lose that? It's like your one thing you have to hang on to. And life in Ember is rapidly deteriorating. Their power supply is failing and food is being rationed. It's left to two, you guessed it, young adults to unearth the secret of Ember and to lead the way out. That sounds like somebody was a moron in that story.
The characters made some poor choices. Yeah, I vaguely remember this, but not enough to even picture anything about it, so I'll say I don't know about this one. But all right, well, let's give us that rundown.
Number 70 was The Road Warrior, 69 Independence Day, 68 Monty Python and the Holy Grail, 67 was Star Trek First Contact, 66 was Knowing, 65 Stalker, 64 Interview with the Vampire, 63 Edward Scissorhands, 62 Ex Machina, and 61 was City of Ember. Hit that music.
All right, everybody, tune in to the end of this episode where I ask Ben about the end of Knowing, the Knowing. But for now, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
Yeah, it's just Knowing. Nah, I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off.
Yeah, goodbye.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I think the person that told me not to watch this told me, and this is spoilers, everybody, stop listening if you don't want to know, that everyone dies at the end of this movie. Like the whole world just blows up or something.
Yes, but there's more going on than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's worth seeing, even knowing that.
I think so.
All right. Also, just so I can quickly update my spreadsheet, because I had this idea to put the numbers. Back to the Future 2 was a runners-up, right?
Yes, it was.
And Adjustment Bureau was a runner-up, right?
Yep.
Signs was on the list or a runner-up?
I can tell you really quick which ones you had. Matrix Reloaded was a runner-up.
Yep.
That was in runner-up 1, runner-up show 1.
Actually, I do want that. Yeah.
That was runner-up show 1. Adjustment Bureau was runner-up show 2.
Okay.
Back to the Future 2, runner-up show 2, Reign of Fire
2,
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That was a 2, right?
Yep. Signs.
That was a two.
Yep. And The Truman Show.
Was a two?
Yep.
Okay. And this is, okay.
And then
that's
Scott Pilgrim was 83.
And that's all. That's everybody. That's went so far.
And then Independence Day is 69.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I'm just want to, now I have everything right in front of me so we can talk about this later.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's all from here. So long, folks.
Goodbye.
Hello, and thank you for listening to The Sci-Fi Christian.
Yeah, thank you.
We really appreciate you, listeners, so thanks for being there for us. A few things we wanted to let you know on how you can get a hold of us. First of all, of course, our website is thescificchristian.com. We're on Twitter, @SciFiChristian, and we're on Facebook, again, searching The Sci-Fi Christian. But if you want to send in some feedback, you can call us at 612-4121-SFC and write us at
feedback@thescifichristian.com.
Another thing that we don't ask for that often but really helps is if you would take the time to go onto your iTunes and rate us on iTunes.
Yeah.
This is a great way for new listeners to find us and just to get the word out there about The Sci-Fi Christian. So if you like the show, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes.
And Ben, yeah, don't leave us a low review, though. That does not help us find new listeners.
Ben, tell people the ways that they can find you online.
Reading the Suma YouTube, Randy Bono Beer Show YouTube.
Two great shows.
Just
one about theology and Thomas Aquinas' Summa.
Yeah.
Theologica.
Yeah.
And one about Ben's love of beer and his advice and tips about beer and brewing.
It. Yeah.
So yeah, check those out. You can also tweet Ben at Ben DeBono Beer. You can find me other than at thescifichristian.com. You can also find me at comicbooktimemachine.com, where I have a podcast with two other friends. It's called Comic Book Time Machine.
Right.
Daniel Butcher's there. Ben Avery's there. We talk about comics, comic storylines, other things related to comic books.
Comic characters.
Yes, lots of things. So, yeah, we have guests on there sometimes. Maybe we'll even get Ben DeBono on the Comic Book Time Machine sometime.
Come on, talk about Garfield or something.
Yeah,
real comic book classic.
Right. So, those are the ways you can find us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
So long, folks.
Yeah, goodbye.